Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All three elements of the catch. Likely has possession. We saw 2 feet down. Great look here. Possession. What? 2 feet, but he has to have the time to make a football move or a football move. It's that element right there that they are ruling he did not finish the third element.
You know, just appreciative of the effort. That's just kind of indicative of how the game needs to be played, and, you know, it'll be a good example of that. I did not. But I know sometimes, you know, in an effort to get it right, they'll signal it a touchdown and give it the benefit of the review. But no, I didn't think it was a touchdown.
Mike Tomlin there. In real speed, I absolutely thought it was a touchdown. Upon further review, I get why they overturned it. There are a lot of dumb, arcane rules in football. And sometimes it's inconsistently applied or adjudicated. We saw it happen famously in the Tuck Rule game between the Raiders and Patriots, and giving life and birth to the Patriots dynasty. That very technical rule that was right, but it really didn't jive with the spirit of football. And maybe you could make the same case for what happened here, but the Steelers, to me, did not win this game because of officiating. Now, I do think it's a little bit unusual that in terms of maybe these things that could have gone either way, that the Steelers seem to get more of the calls on the road. It's, I think, for the most part, the other way around in sports, where the home team gets the better whistle.
Human nature. The officials are kind of influenced by the idea that they don't want the home fans to hate them.
Look, obviously we're talking about small margins. Whenever the Steelers play the Ravens, the games are almost always close, although the last two games in Baltimore were not. They were Ravens beatdowns.
Yep.
The decision by the refs to call the Ravens defensive lineman for unnecessary roughness on the field goal, to me, was the most egregious wrong call in this game and had a tremendous impact on this game because the Steelers ended up scoring a touchdown there instead of a field goal. And I really do not see an exclamation here from the officials where they could zoom in on something from that play and say, see, this is what we're talking about. They went after Kuntz's neck or head, or this is against the rules, whatever.
It just looked like they said he got blocked pretty hard, or he got run into hard, and that we decided that was too much.
And so, okay, like that is a pretty big call in a game. It was clearly wrong. And if you're a Ravens fan, though, you were a 5.5-point favorite in this game. The Steelers came in basically DOA with how the last game
looking
went.
Like one of the worst teams in the NFL. Let's just call it what it is. They play. No team was worse for the last 30 minutes of last week's games than them.
You shouldn't need one call to get made correctly to beat the Steelers. I know that should be the expectation. These are professional officials. They shouldn't get something like that wrong. I'm not even trying to make excuses for him when I say this, but I don't think, based on when that happened in the game and what happened thereafter, it's a good enough reason to just say, well, the Steelers got away with one in Baltimore and Art Rooney needs to send Alex Moore and the officiating crew fruitcakes for Christmas.
Fruitcakes? That's what you send somebody you don't like.
Oh.
Send them a nice edible arrangement or something of that nature. Maybe a nice handwritten card.
But we've had a lot of Steelers fans that have either texted in, called in, commented on YouTube.
Said they got away with one. Said they got pulled a fast one.
Yes.
Basically. Well, that's easy to explain for me, at least, or in my reckoning and analysis. And that's,
we usually don't do that. We usually think we got ripped off, no. And we rarely admit when we were the beneficiary people of want crappy to, ass officiating.
People want to admit, or people want to say that was the wrong call specifically on the touchdown play, because the raw, like, in their minds, it being the wrong call unfairly helps Mike Tomlin, who they don't like. It's the right call. It's the correct application of that rule, which is still the play of the game. If I were in Baltimore,
so is it
by the way,
intense dislike of Mike Tomlin.
It's people being sick of Tomlin, and they're like, they almost feel like they, in their reckoning, the officials kind of gave Mike a get out of jail free card here, which is just, I think, shows how toxic it is.
So if the Steelers won a game under, say, Chuck Knoll that way, no one would be viewing it through that prism.
Prime
fewer
Chuck
people
Knoll,
would
yes,
be.
Prime Chuck Knoll, yeah. Or even prime Tomlin. If it was in Tomlin's like first 4 or 5 years and they won a game this way, people would be loving it. They beat the Ravens in a game where it was a very questionable, was Holmes over the goal line with the ball call. Remember? And then the explanation wasn't even correct. It was just, oh yeah, he got 2 feet down in the end zone.
Yeah, that's right. That was the only touchdown. Was that 13-9, I believe, was the score of that
game. It was 13-9. I will, by the way, say two things. If I were in Baltimore, you know what the thing I would be saying is? Like, to your point about your 5.5-point favorite, you shouldn't need this. I'd be ripping the hell out of Isaiah Likely today. It's the week after you had a ball get fumbled at the goal line because you couldn't take care of the ball.
Absolutely.
Finish the play, man. Yeah. Like, you're in the end zone. You know how valuable ball security is. Finish the play. I will also do something I haven't done a lot of lately. I'm going to give Joey Porter Jr. a lot of credit for sticking with the play and continuing to try to play through.
How could you not?
Well, I just don't think I've heard many people say Joey Porter Jr. with a great like effort and hustle play to continue. He might have even been trying to troll because he was pissed off,
I'll
but it worked.
I agree with you on that.
So he doesn't make that. That play doesn't happen without him playing to and through the whistle, basically. But I would be ripping the daylights out of Likely if I were in Baltimore. And ultimately, it was the correct call. Like, I think on further review, when Sterator basically says the officials got it wrong on the field goal, that's a different story. But the play that everyone's talking about, they got right.
Donnie, do you think the Ravens got robbed?
I think more so on the field goal, where it was a now 4-point difference. I guess if you want to do the math at the end, Steelers still would have had one more point. The touchdown thing, to me, it feels like one of those bad/stupid rule, but they got it correct in the way they officiated it. Like, it leaves you again wondering, like, what is a catch? What is not a catch? Like what if he catches that in the corner of the end zone, gets 2 feet down, and then as he goes out of bounds, like, he's going out of bounds, he's already out of bounds, and then the ball gets knocked out of his hands.
I just don't understand why you have to make a football move when you're already in the end zone. What other football moves are there to be made? You don't need to move with the ball.
Right,
you've scored.
It's also weird to me. I know that this doesn't always apply because sometimes it's just a guy running the football, but if he catches that on the 1 yard line and the nose of the football crosses the goal line, they're going to call that a touchdown. Would they not?
Yeah, because the play ends there.
Yes.
Yeah, as soon as it crosses.
I mean, it's just obvious that they were saying, well, if this was happening on the 32-yard line, that would have been an incomplete pass in the game.
Yes.
That's it. Uh-huh. That's all it is.
And we would be bitching about that they didn't rule it a fumble in
Correct.
That situation because we would have won the different. Ball loose.
Yeah, because it's very different.
I do think you've hit on something, because we know that Mike Tomlin's approval rating going into this game was probably the lowest it had ever been. And I think people might have been either openly hoping that it blew up in his face again and he could really see how much disdain and dislike there was for him with this Dolphins game on Monday, and hear the boo birds and hear the fire Tomlin chants and try to coax Art Rooney to do something about it. And I think a lot of people were keeping their fingers crossed from that. I was before the game, no doubt. And then I think now that they won and Mike Tomlin's team rallied in classic Tomlin fashion, mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think people are trying to undermine or discount his role in it all. And if they say, well, the Steelers got lucky because of the refs, or just blame the Ravens for playing a poor game.
It's an easy way to not give him credit because nobody is predisposed to do that right now. There's a lot of scar tissue, man. Like, they would have to win out, look weirdly, like, dominant doing so, and then win at least a playoff game, I think, for people to have any of these ill feelings assuaged.
And I would say if this had happened against the Dolphins, I would get people just being like, okay, whatever. It's one win against a mediocre team.
But it's the Ravens on the road.
Yeah, you'd think beating the Ravens and putting yourself in, what is it now, like over 80% to make the playoffs?
Yeah, it's 80. And if they win this week, or even if just the Ravens lose another game, it probably climbs even higher. The Ravens are in bad, bad shape now because of this. Like, it virtually kneecapped them, especially with the rest of their schedule being what it is. It is, in terms of what it means for them, easily their most consequential win of the season thus far. And I am not surprised, though, that in the way it went down, you have people who are very frustrated. And I'm not putting myself to this extreme, because you know I said it doesn't change a ton of my opinion on them. There are people actively wishing they could go back in time and be like, no, that's a touchdown, the Steelers lose. Because it would have helped them confirm more of their priors and would have turned up the heat even more on Mike.
Twitter poll results. Who should get more credit for the Steelers' win over the Ravens, Mike Tomlin or the refs? 68% said refs.
Well, I think in a way...
How about that, man?
But in a way, that actually is probably accurate. The actual missed call there put 4 points on the board.
Okay, but if they didn't go into the game with this aggressive posture that Mike was talking about, and if he didn't have Aaron Rodgers ready to go and DK Metcalf... And if that was, say, if they took more of a let's play it close to the vest and wait for the Ravens to screw up, which they've played that way a lot against teams like them. Let's just go into this game, tiptoe our way in, and let's pounce on their mistake and try to win the game that way. That would have been a pretty prototypical Steelers game plan for a game against the Ravens on the road. And instead they went in there swinging, guns a-blazing, and you're telling me that doesn't come from Tomlin that now? Of course it does.
It does, but it reveals like a slight shortcoming in him and maybe even in Rodgers, who maybe went rah-rah right in with it. Why wait until like things have gone very seriously sideways for you and your backs are very much against the wall to do that? Why does it have to be something that only manifests when you're cornered for him, for Mike? Because I think the best coaches in the league right now, and I'm not saying he always has the personnel to do it though, but the best coaches in the league coach that way and coach with that mindset when they might be like 10-2.
Okay, fair enough. But if I were to say to you before the season starts, if you're going to pull out all the stops in a game and you're going to empty your bag, so to speak, mm-hmm. in a game to win it, if you're the Steelers, what game are you picking?
Ravens.
It's
on
this
the road.
One. Yes. Yeah,
Ravens on the road.
Right. So like, even as a guy that is a harsh critic of Mike Tomlin, I'm also not blind or like aloof or going to lie to people and say, well, he had nothing to do with them winning this game. It's all the refs.
I understand that, but I think like, I know you know this, but I'll just say it out loud. So much of the conversation about him is about broadly his philosophies and how they've impacted this franchise over the course of years now. It is like more like a decade almost.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that is the general conversation, one game where his team brought the goods when they really needed to is just not going to win over a lot of hearts and minds.
Kevin is on the fan. Hello, Kev.
Hey, guys. Just want to thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a few quick points. First thing is, I think you asked a question earlier about whether people owe Mike Tomlin an apology. I say no. I say the one question, the way I prove that is by asking this question. What has Mike Tomlin brought to the Steelers team that has got them over the hump in this new generation of play? And I'd honestly say nothing, right? Offensively, they're playing to
he's been to their detriment as an offense, like offensively, his coaching influence. He's exactly. Absolutely been detrimental to them.
Exactly. And then the second point is real quick is I'm watching these games the last few weeks. they come out in this formation where number 74 is in motion in fullback position, and they have tight ends at the receiver position. I'm a guy who works 9 to 5. I can tell they're running the ball. If they're wasting a down of offense on offense when they come out in that formation, and everybody knows they're running the ball.
But Kevin, that play has worked for them. Like the whole point of that play is you know it's coming, but you can't stop it because it's like four humongous individuals pulling in the same direction.
And I agree with you, and that makes sense if it works consistently. But my question to you is, has that play been working consistently for the defense?
To me, it's worked well enough for them over the balance season that I would still be trying to do it, especially if I'm trying to run the clock out, even if they know it's coming. Pony, didn't the Packers run a very famous sweep to either side that everybody kind of knew was coming but couldn't stop it?
I mean, under Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, and like USC would run stuff like...
And a seal here. And
But USC ran a play very famously called student body right and student body left. Like, if you've got a great play and nobody can stop it, who cares if they know it's coming? That makes it even... Football's a game about physically demoralizing the other guys. That's half the fun.
I don't think that all Steelers wins are created equally. I don't think it's one size fits all. I don't even think that's true in games against the Ravens. And so the reason why I've done a 180 here, and I went into this game saying, I honestly think it's in their best interest to lose it and have the bottom fall out versus what I'm saying now, which is I'm happy that they beat the Ravens. I'm happy that Mike Tomlin coached circles around John Harbaugh. I'm happy that Lamar Jackson looked overrated again and played like crap and got outplayed by Aaron Rodgers, is because the guy that Tomlin bet on this year as a 42-year-old quarterback now in the biggest game of the year went in there and delivered the goods. And the guy they gave up a second-round pick for, who up until Sunday had been missing in action since September, played his best game against the Ravens with the division on the line. It makes me feel different about them, and it makes me feel a little bit different about Tomlin right now. I can't deny that.
I think there's at least two different kinds of Steelers fans right now. There's what you're describing, people who are living and dying still, even if they have pretty strong priors about Tomlin on the outcome of like a game like this. And then there's people like me. I can give him credit and say he had his team ready. To their credit, like, they played a very good game and hung on against a desperate opponent when they needed to. It does not in balance, though, change how I feel about him or them. It just doesn't.
Well, I'm just asking you to have a more open mind about it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'll try to be more open-minded. I think you should be more open-minded about Lamar Jackson and give him a little bit of grace when he's playing hurt, trying to will his team to a victory.
Good luck with that. Here's Mike on the fan. Hello, Mike.
What's up, PM team? How you guys doing?
Hey, man. Good to talk to you again, Mike. What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, this is I wanted to say first, thanks for those Pearl Jam tickets.
You bet.
You know, I was the only person in Pittsburgh willing to call in and say that Shador was going to be the man. Uh-oh. And as we've seen, my boy's balling out.
He had a very good game yesterday, and I don't really understand why he wasn't on the field for the two-point conversion at the end of the game, but that's a topic for another radio station and another day.
Browns are going to brown, man. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Oh, that's it. Okay. Appreciate
it. Should like that. It was a call thanking us for something nice we did and then making fun of the Browns after praising them at the start.
Neil is on the fan. Hello, Neil.
Hey, guys. Tony, you've done a lot of 180s this year. Like, it's like you and Starkey with the one day. You know, I'm with you, though. Sorry, I just ran up steps delivering pizzas here at McKee's Rocks.
So wait a minute. You sounded like you were going to criticize Pony for flip-flopping, and same thing with Starkey, but now you're saying that you two are a happy and proud member of the flip-flop family here?
Well, you grow up with all the AFC championships. I'm born in 84, so you're like, you know.
You're a prisoner of the moment.
I want them to go 6-11 before the game. Me and my cousin texting all the time. But then they get into it and you're like, all right. But then I'm like, I still want them to lose. I was kind of mad. It's the first time I ever really rooted for them to lose, like that.
Yep.
But, like, the only way this gets better, because, yeah, we won, but we still have – we're going to have a bad scheme next week. Then, you know, we're going to be like, Aaron Rodgers doing it again, you know. Or the defense will – like, they did still give up 200 yards rushing.
Right.
So it's like, I want to be positive, but I also – I want I want a new coach. I want a new offensive coordinator. I want a new defensive coordinator.
I want a new way of doing things, period.
And I thought all those things going into this game, and that's why I agreed with you. But if Aaron Rodgers is able to overcome a lot of that, well, what do we say then? We have to give Tomlin credit because Tomlin is the reason Rodgers is here.
Yeah, that was why Tomlin was getting blamed last week, because it was Tomlin is the reason Rodgers is here. I don't know. It's too much of a whiplash way for me to live. That's why I try, at the risk of being called a, quote, special kind of douche to start today's show, I'm trying to stay pretty much where I was last week. I can give them a tip of the cap and Rodgers a tip of the cap and say, played a very good game when you absolutely needed one in the immediate term, but long term, it just does not change how I feel.
Is that because you think it was a fluke?
One thing we can say statistically is, since the merger, only one other team has been outrushed this badly and won a game.
Yep.
So that does make it pretty unlikely. And it's probably happened many times where those kind of stats were racked up. But I would say this. Think of how well Rodgers played. Think of how many big calls went the Steelers' way, rightly or wrongly went the Steelers' way. And then think of how Jackson wasn't quite himself, and it still added up to a 5-point win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, I'll just keep fine for the ball to come out. It was really up to the ref to decide if that was a touchdown or not. I'm just happy they picked no touchdown.
Snippet there from Joey Porter Jr. on that Isaiah Likely overturned score. I'll admit it, in real time, I thought it was absolutely a touchdown. Upon further review, the men who are tasked with knowing the NFL rulebook inside and out had to go through the process of that checklist of things that are needed in the end zone to be a catch, and Likely didn't do it. So, jokes on them and not us. Steelers get a win. You know, that was not fourth down. The Ravens had more plays there and couldn't get it done. You'd think with battering ram Derrick Henry and the best running quarterback of all time and two tight ends, one that they just gave a lot of money to, again, most catches in Ravens history, that they would be lethal down there, but they're not. And haven't been for a while, and give the Steelers defense credit for doing the old bend but don't break routine.
Derrick Henry also spots. For being a future Hall of Famer and like the scariest big back of his generation is a horrible short yardage runner. Have you seen any of like the basic like stats on him? You'd think like, oh, you get into the low red zone inside the five, give it to the big hoss. He's terrible at it. Kareem Hunt is like the best short yardage back in the NFL this year by an oddly huge margin from what I remember seeing.
So you're saying if you needed 1 yard for your life, you'd pick Bettis over Henry and you wouldn't even think twice about it?
I would. I mean, Henry's numbers are just bad.
Yeah.
He's not good at that. It's weird, but it's true.
Here's Ken on the fan. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Has anybody actually read the rule for a completed pass in the end zone?
I mean, I've looked at the rule that's been posted on Twitter, I don't know, no less than possibly 20 times since 4:30 okay. yesterday.
Okay, because I haven't heard this yet. I'm looking at the rule right now. Part A, you got to have possession. Part two, you have to have both feet in bounds.
Okay.
Here's the thing, and that's what's part C. After A and B have been fulfilled, clearly performs any common to the game, any act common to the game, the first thing they say, extend the ball forward. Would you agree that he extended the ball forward?
No.
No, he caught the ball far away from his body like that.
If he caught the ball at his chest and then reached the ball out, that would be called extending the ball. But if you catch the ball with your hands out, you just extended your arms. You didn't extend the ball.
All right. So then if you extend the ball, if you have 2 feet in bounds.
Yep.
And your arms are extended.
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though. I'm just curious.
If he had caught the ball like he did on this play...
And then reached out with the ball.
And then tucked it back into his body.
Or tucked it back in.
That would have been a football
move. Yes, if he caught it out and brought it in.
Like, correct. He did catch it out. If he had tucked it back to his numbers, Ken...
That's what Shannon Sharp said.
And not dropped the ball, that's a touchdown.
Put the ball away. He didn't.
Yeah, one of the criteria is tuck the ball away and turn upfield.
Yeah, and he didn't tuck it.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, I'm just talking about the extend the part.
So what is the point of this call? Just to educate people on how these plays work?
No, I was curious as to why, when they gave the explanation during the game, they never even mentioned that.
I thought Gene Steratore kind of did. Am I missing something here? Didn't we go through the clip
where he
brought that
stuff
up? If
he's asking why the field referee did not like give a detailed explanation, okay, he didn't.
I don't think his mic worked in that situation.
You're actually right. It didn't. His mic didn't work. So all we saw was clear. Like Romo was confused. Nance was confused. They realized it was no touchdown. Harbaugh went nuts. And then Gene Steratore, Washington PA's own, explained the rule in detail. Gene literally has a very well-composed tweet out there with emojis and everything explaining what happened.
And Romo could give you probably, he'd do a better job of letting you know like the rules of winter play at Sawgrass than he would the actual NFL rules, which is his real job.
Well, Tony Romo can add a lot in these situations. Like, Jim, oh my God! Yeah. Wow, Jim! Hey, Jim, did you know what happened in the Thrilla in Manila?
Yeah, he must have missed the, you know, when you're making $20 million that, I don't know, maybe it would be a good idea as the analyst if you have a pretty good read on the rules, but maybe he doesn't feel like he has to do that because he's there for, I guess, the onomatopoeias and emotional responses, and also they pay Gene Steratore to do those things. I don't know.
Maybe Nance is going to one day just welcome people into the big game, the 425 game with, hello, friends, Jim Nance here. I've just knocked my color analyst unconscious with a sucker punch. It'll be your pal Jim for the rest of the day here, rolling solo.
Steve in Brookline. Hello, Steve.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, man. We're good.
I got an assumption and see if you guys would agree on me. Do you think Tomlin's two different coaches? You got the coach who coaches during the regular season, And then you got the person who shows up in the playoffs for the last, I don't know how many years, they can't win.
No, I don't think that. But I would disagree with
that. I thought yesterday felt like a playoff game.
Why would you
game?
Disagree with that? Because after
I think
after
he delivers some ugly, ugly losses in the regular season too, which is what he does in the playoffs
and
lately.
I think yesterday pretty much amounted to a playoff game for the Steelers.
I agree, but it's in the middle of the season, and
it's really
not
in the middle of the season.
What?
It's in December.
I understand, but he is in the last, 12 games, he's won 8 out of 9 games against Baltimore. That's a pretty, you know, some people.
He hasn't won 8 of his last. Are you saying regular season or all in? He's lost 2 of his last 3 against Baltimore.
He's won 9 of 12.
He did last year. He finished like the coach that he is last year. That's how he finished. But, I mean, look at his playoff record after Green Bay. That's what I mean.
Yes, it's terrible. I mean, we go over it all the time.
All I'm trying to say is, does the Steelers want a coach that say, hey, I'll give you a winning team in the regular season, but when it comes to the playoffs, I'm not
too
sure what I can do.
That's actually explicitly what Art Rooney has endorsed over the last several years. Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah, we're saying it's a problem.
But the media is sitting there. You buy into it.
We bitch about their show. Steve, we moan and bitch that they don't win playoff games and that the owner's asleep at the switch constantly. Is this your first time ever listening to sports talk radio in this town?
No, but I was listening to the show today. Now, you guys have a different perspective on Tomlin's view because you think now he's a great coach.
I didn't say that. I literally said my opinion is unchanged from what it was going into that game yesterday. That was my thesis statement, Steve.
And mine is not unchanged, but I am allowing for the possibility that they're going to win the division and win a playoff game this year. You're not?
I understand. I'm not. I don't. I think they're going to lose to Miami, and then they're going to lose to Detroit, and it's going to come down to the Baltimore game at the end.
It might not come down to the Baltimore game, even though I think they're going to probably lose both those games because Baltimore's probably going to lose out.
Yeah,
close
Steve, have you watched them play lately? What would make you trust them? Yeah, are you a Lamar Jackson believer?
No, but they look the same team. I mean, neither team looked very good yesterday.
Thank you, Steve.
I
wouldn't say that neither team looked very good. There were obvious elements of the Steelers and aspects of their team that were not good, a la their run defense,
I thought the Steelers were a good team for 3 quarters because they were up 11 on the road against a desperate opponent. That is my favorite type of caller or listener complaint. Oh, yeah, you guys in the media never do this thing that you actually spend the entirety of your careers doing.
And people...
I turned on the show today and didn't hear one of you calling for Mike Tomlin's summary execution. You must be on his side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, but think about it. That's not that far from the comments we get. We've got people, Vic and Hazelwood, our guy, usually called in and said if they won the Super Bowl, he'd still want Tomlin fired. Some people are so dug in on this and want him gone so badly that the results of the games don't matter.
I hope that feeling for Vic doesn't last for more than 4 hours, or he might want to consult a doctor given the rest of his call.
Here's Fake John and Robinson. Hello, Fake John.
I think for the first time in my listening life, I agree with Malzi here, and these listeners are becoming insufferable in the fact that they just go on the whims of this week to week. Like, you have to stay consistent here and see what is actually going on. What are we accomplishing by winning these games that we have no business winning or shouldn't win? Okay, let's go host Buffalo and lose in the first round. Great, we're going to pick 22nd, have no opportunity to get anything to build upon. Like, people just don't understand how you build in the NFL, and they just, I'm kind of missing the boat here. Maybe I'm the one
Fake
in the
John,
wrong, and you guys can point me in the right direction.
Fake John, the thing that incenses me about the viewpoint some people say about you always fight for today is, and then the counter argument is always, you can't be guaranteed of it working out if you tank. Sure, that part's true. Go look at the New England Patriots, who were terrible for a couple of years, got Drake May, and appear to be set up for the next 10 to 15.
There's a very easy explanation for why fans can't get completely on board with what he just said. They're fans. When Michigan beats Ohio State, do Michigan fans always say, well, wait a minute, this is actually bad for us, big picture?
An entire fan base was like actively engaged in another NFL city in a campaign called Suck for Luck because they knew that was the best thing for that team.
I understand that, but they played their arch rival yesterday for first place. That's why it's hard for people to get completely on board with let's lose every game to get this coach fired, because they were playing the Ravens for first place. And Aaron Rodgers played his ass off.
That the Ravens suck right now, you think Lamar sucks, so that really isn't that big of a win. How do we all of a sudden
because
go from...
Because it's their rival.
Mike Tomlin needs to be
rival.
Out.
It's their rival.
Over the Browns.
No,
over the Browns.
Not the same. You can't put those two teams in the same category. That's not fair.
The Browns might be getting better quarterback play right now.
You just said that, you know, Lamar sucks when it comes down to when it matters.
Correct.
And here we are again, right? In that same point in time. So how is this a big win when they just got ran over by the team that they would be set to host right now, and we're acting like this was a good thing for the franchise and for the future of this team?
I don't think that these two teams are at all comparable yet, but by that logic, they would have just gone to Indy 20 years ago and played dead. They got killed by them in the regular season and then went to their house and beat them.
Neither Pittsburgh or Baltimore are competitive in this AFC. I don't think you can really put together a cogent argument.
All right, okay, so I'll ask you, you want to do cogent arguments? Give me unequivocally the teams in the AFC who are better than them. Unequivocally.
We
can't debate.
Patriots.
No, it's not. You can't say that. They beat them. If you're going to say,
Hold on, time out
for a second. If you're going to say to me, you can't say the Steelers can beat the Bills, look what happened last week. Then you can't fire back at me.
That was last week, not 12 weeks ago.
But they'll play in January, which won't be a week after they lost to them. It'll be more than a month from you from that loss.
Are they turnovers and not score again, Tony? Come on. Makes sense.
What are you talking about? You think the Patriots are unfallible? Infallible? They've beaten
five turnovers?
They've beaten one
and
good
team. Not score on any of them?
They've beaten one good team this year. They've beaten one good team. Do you disagree with that?
So so the Broncos are in the same boat then, right?
Do you think the Broncos, you'd pick them all? They're unequivocally better with their offense. They punted more times.
Than the Steelers? And,
yes. You think unequivocally?
I would pick the Chiefs. I would pick the Chiefs as being unequivocally better than the Steelers right now.
How? Every time they play a good team, they lose, and even at home. What are you talking about?
Because we already established that Mike Tomlin is just ghostly afraid of quarterbacks like Pat Mahomes. So he would get carved up by Pat Mahomes because he would not rush him, and he would let him carve him up.
I mean, he doesn't get carved up by Lamar Jackson, who you've said is better than Patrick Mahomes. So make that make
he's
sense.
Hurt.
Hell out of here. Their starting quarterback had a broken hand and threw for 284.
Which didn't materially change
how
he plays
lefty?
The position.
Was Aaron Rodgers throwing lefty?
No.
But did you see him the week before? Pony, how are you expressing such incredulity at fake John saying the Patriots are better because the Steelers beat them when you made a passionate argument or an impassioned argument, sorry, that the Steelers could absolutely go it out and beat Justin Herbert because, well, he's been bad in the playoffs. Justin Herbert didn't even play that well, and the Chargers broke their foot off in the Steelers' asses not that long ago.
I didn't say, are you ranking the Patriots ahead of the Steelers? I would do that. But to say, like, hasn't the conversation the whole time been, this is just a death march where they go in and we know they're going to lose? The game is decided, their fate is sealed before the game is kicked off. That's how it felt in Kansas City. That's how I felt last year going into Baltimore. That's how I felt going into Buffalo. They got no prayer in this game. How could you say they have no prayer against a team they've already beaten this year? No prayer? No shot. That's what I look at unequivocally as. You tell me they got no shot against New England?
They have a 3% chance.
That's it against New England.
Yeah.
New England's beaten one good team in 13 weeks. One.
Yeah. The way in which they beat New England feels the flukiest and luckiest
of all
their wins.
You're right. Let's just crown New England. They lost to the friggin' Raiders at home, dude. The Raiders.
In what, week 1?
Yes. Did you watch them at Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago? They scored one offensive touchdown against the Bengals defense. They did.
How'd the Steelers fare at Cincinnati?
Well, they beat them when they came and played them here.
You didn't answer my question.
They did better offensively.
Okay, did they win the game?
No, they didn't.
Did they humiliate themselves by allowing the Bengals to go up and down the field like it was a track meet?
Okay. Donnie, whose side are you on here?
I just thoroughly enjoyed the back and forth there with fake John.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also wondering like what in the world's gonna happen here with what we have left that I'm looking at. That's
okay,
all green, but...
fine. We don't need to get your opinion. That's fine.
No. We can. I mean, where do you even want me to start here? Because you went over like every single team in the AFC and then the Patriots and then. Asked me what side I'm on.
No, I'm just saying, do you agree like with Chris and fake John that like. After watching them yesterday, that we're still going to get blown out in the first round of the playoffs, that's what this is all leading towards. I don't agree with that. I don't.
Blowout loss in the first round?
Yes, I don't agree with that.
I'm not sold on that right now. Now, am I confident they'll just go into a playoff game and win? No.
No, me neither.
Certainly not. I also think by the time we reach the playoffs, I would much rather play the Patriots than the Bills.
Yes,
would much
I agree
rather
with that too.
Play the Patriots.
I agree
than the
with
Bills.
That too.
Josh Allen is a great playoff quarterback. It's just his team that fails him every time. We have no idea what Drake May will look like.
We have
like
no
when
idea what he is,
line.
But man, I know that it's the only like, and they'll have a chance to do this again after their bye week. They'll have a chance to reprove themselves, although it's really the only good team they've got left. Everyone said Pony's argument. They've only beaten one good team. At that point, at 2-2, going in and beating the Buffalo Bills in their building.
Great win.
Yes, capital G, great win.
Yeah.
The Panthers, by the way, also could win their division, and the Patriots beat them by 30.
Okay, that's not a great win, though. Really? That's
a great team? Okay, the other team that's going to win that division in their building, they went out and beat them.
Yeah, that's a good win.
Okay. All right.
But they play the easiest schedule in the AFC this year. That's not my opinion. That's fact.
They are one inexplicable dog in week 1 away. And 5 very unlucky fumbles away from being undefeated right now.
Would you pick him to beat the Bills on Sunday?
I actually would.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.